Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. This week, we continue our series on soul ties and biblical principles and how they relate to relationships. Today, we discuss the most important soul tie of them all. Pastor Hill?
God established a law regarding relationships that the most important soul tie was meant to be God Himself. Jesus said, "We must love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, all of our souls, and all of our minds." We are to love God emotionally, and putting God first protects us from harmful soul ties.
Thanks, Pastor Steve. Let's get into today's message. Hello and welcome to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God created marriage for an authorized soul tie between a husband and a wife. But when you get involved sexually with somebody not being married, you create an unauthorized soul tie that will result in eternal punishment. Why? Because God created marriage. You can't say, "God, I understand you created this, but we're more modern today. We feel that anybody should be able to get involved sexually with other people. We believe it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. We should be able to do this. And we'll even fight it in the court systems until somebody hears us." See, God, it doesn't matter that you created Adam and Eve. It doesn't matter that you created marriage to be one way. We all agree, many of us, a percentage of us agree that it should be for anybody at any time. Now, listen to what God says in Hebrews 13 and 4. It says, "Marriage should be honored by all and the marriage bed kept pure." And it goes on to say, "But God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral." Now, our society promotes sexual immorality. You see it on the television, the reality shows, in the movies, on magazine stands. But Christians, we are to promote abstinence, especially for our children and our teens. Because this is the word of God. Listen, folks, it's time that we begin to weigh in on these subjects. In case you don't realize, it's happening all around us in our culture. They're talking about these things. They want to give your children protection in school because they say they will surely do something, regardless of what parents want and what they say. They've even tried to block parents from knowing when a child is pregnant, that child can have abortions without the parents' consent or knowledge. That's the world we live in. We have to talk about these things. It's important for us to hold to what the Word of God says, though. Because when we disregard the Word of God, we will pay a high price. The Centers for Disease Control reports that 19 million new sexually transmitted disease infections occur every year. That's 19 million people develop new sexually transmitted diseases every year. And even more alarming is that 50% of these new cases happen to young people between the ages of 15 and 24. Parents, we can't wait to talk to our children about sex and about what the Bible says about it. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 13, it says, "The body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord." Verse 18 says, "Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside of the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body." What do you think we're talking about? We're talking about diseases. When our culture shows people hooking up, shows people sleeping together, they never talk about the STDs. They never talk about the diseases and what they can do to you. STDs frequently cause reproductive health problems, making pregnancy difficult or impossible. They can infect newborns. Without proper medical attention, STDs can cause blindness, cancer, heart disease, and even death. Why don't we talk about that? See, there are spiritual reasons. There are spiritual and health reasons that we should be teaching abstinence according to the Word of God to our children. Protected sex may prevent STDs, folks, but it won't prevent you from God's judgment for disobedience. The Bible teaches that immorality prevents people from going to heaven. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 9 and 10, it says, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, or male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." Are you here? These are things we face in our culture. These are things we deal with in our families. And the way you deal with this is to use the Word of God and say, this is what the Bible says. This is what God said. He's the creator. Regardless of what people are saying and doing today, they need to obey the Word of God if they intend to get to heaven, if they intend to live healthy lives. Now, let's talk a little bit about pornography. Because as Christians, we should not engage in pornography. We should not engage in anything that stirs us sexually and causes temptation. In a recent survey, 50% of Christian men and 20% of Christian women report being addicted to pornography. That's a lot of Christians. It's important for us to be real. Real with our bodies. And to follow God's way and God's will. Now, it's important for you to understand, folks, when we talk about soul ties, people can influence you to do the wrong thing. You know, there are a lot of individuals who are having friendships and relationships with individuals who do not believe in abstinence. They are sexually active. Let me just say this to you. If there is an individual, especially in the church, who does not believe the Word of God when it speaks about abstinence, it's important for you not to be open to that person. Why? Because their influence can affect you. One scripture, Paul said, for the church in Corinth, because there was immorality, that this immorality could spread throughout the entire church. So get the offending people out of the church so that God could judge them. Now, listen to what 1 Corinthians 5 and 9 says. When I wrote to you before, I told you not to associate with people who indulge in sexual sins. This is the Holy Spirit using Paul to talk about this subject. Listen, any subject you want to know, just go to the Bible. It'll tell you about everything. But now listen to what Paul says in verse 10. But I wasn't talking about unbelievers who indulge in sexual sin or who are greedy or who are swindlers or idol worshipers. You would have to leave this world to avoid people like that. What I meant was that you are not to associate with anyone who claims to be a Christian yet indulges in sexual sin or is greedy or worships idols or is abusive or a drunkard or a swindler. Don't even eat with such people. Now you say, wow, that's really strong. So that means we should disfellowship people? That means we shouldn't be around them? Why is God even saying this to us, folks? It's because of soul ties. We are influenced by the people that we join hands with. The people that we open ourselves to through fellowship, through relationships, they can influence your morality. I've read those scriptures for you. And that's why God says, don't even associate with people like that. Because that influence of a soul tie can come upon your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, let me say this to you, because some people say, well, I love God too much. I'd never do that. I'm there to minister to people. I'm there to help people. That'll never happen to me. I don't believe we should forsake people in trouble. I know he's in the church and he loves God. He says he loves God. Yeah, he's bed several of the ladies in the church, but he loves God. And I don't feel we should really forsake a brother. How in the world can he be one? Listen, folks, we've got to go by the word of God. We've got to expose a person like that. The Bible says, mark those that cause division in the church. Are you learning something this morning? Now, as I was saying, it does not matter how spiritual or religious you think you are, you can still fall prey to sexual sin through a soul tie. And I'm going to end with this illustration. It has to do with a man that you've all heard of. He was the strongest man who ever lived. His name is Samson. Now, just to show how special this man was, he had to be very special because he was the strongest man that ever lived. But Samson had a supernatural birth announced by an angel because his mother could not even have children. An angel of God announced the birth of Samson. You find this in Judges chapter 13. In verse 3, it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said, indeed now, you're barren, but you shall conceive a son. Verse 24, so the woman bore a son, and she named him Samson, and the child grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him. He was anointed by God. Samson was strong. In fact, he was so strong that he could tear a lion like a person could tear a loaf of bread in half. That was the strength this man had. The Bible tells us one time he was bound and caught by the Philistines, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he broke the ropes, and he found the jawbone of a donkey and killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. How many of you would say this was an exceptional man? He was exceptional. He was anointed by God. He was special. Yet his greatest battle was with a woman that he formed a soul tie with. Her name is Delilah. The Bible tells us in Judges 16, in verse 4, afterwards it happened that he loved a woman in the valley of Zorik, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came to her and said, entice him, find out where his strength lies, and when you do that, we'll give you 1,100 pieces of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, please tell me where your great strength lies and wherewith you may be bound to be afflicted. Now, if someone comes to you and says, you know what, I love you, but if you tell me how I can destroy you, I'll know you love me a lot more. Well, I think that's probably a cute to skidoo. But in case your mind has melted into mush, listen, Samson began to tell her things that weren't true. He said, well, if you do this and you do this, then the strength will leave. Now, the first time he did that, the woman said, Delilah said, the Philistines are upon you. And the Bible says that the Philistines came in on Samson. But he broke out of whatever he had lied about and broke free, and they couldn't capture him. Now, I want to show you the power of a soul tie, people, because you've got to understand this. He broke free, but he came back again. Did you hear what I said? He knew his life was in imminent danger, but because of the relationship that he had with this person, he continued on with the relationship. How many people stay in abusive relationships today? How many women are beaten by men and yet make excuses for them, and they still hang around those relationships? You wonder in your mind why he beat her, he smacked her, he treats her so wrongfully, and yet she hangs in there. Why? Soul ties. There's a soul tie that connects even the worst people together with those who become victims. Samson had the opportunity to escape. But he kept coming back because of the soul tie, until one day he gave her the secret to his strength. This is found in Judges 16 and 16. It came to pass when she pestered him daily, day and night. Her words pressed him till his soul was vexed to death. I love these words. Some women have a way with words. So he told her all his heart, and he said, no razor has ever come to my head, for I am a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I will be weak and become like any other man. So, verse 19, she lulled him to sleep on her knees. Many men have been lulled to sleep on the lap of someone who was not his wife. And when this happened, she called for a man to shave off his locks. And then she began to torment him to see if his strength had left. And then she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he awoke from his sleep and he said, I will go out as before, as other times, I will shake myself free. But he didn't know that the Lord had departed from him. Listen to me, people. You may be able to do your stuff that you're doing now. You know what I mean? You may be able to get away with infidelities, with relationships, if you're not married, with people, immorally. But there's coming a time when you're going to find out that you can escape no longer. And it's going to be a day of reckoning. Samson said, I will leave as I've always left before. I will shake myself. The Bible says, but he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Then the Philistines took out his eyes and brought him to Gaza, and they bound him with bronze fetters or chains, and he began to grind in the prison. Let me just end with this. You're no match for the devil. You're no match for your own flesh and your own desires. That's why it's so important for us to heed the word of God when he talks about relationships. God is to be first in our lives above every other relationship. Listen, if God is first, then when people tempt us, when individuals tempt us, when that situation tempts us, we say, oh no, how can I do this thing against the Lord? That's what Joseph said. I love God too much to shack up with that person. I love God too much to get hooked up with that person. I love God too much to enter in an immoral relationship. Let me just be frank. Sometimes husbands and wives feel they have a right because that other person is not treating them the way they want to be treated. To get involved with somebody else outside of marriage. But when you love God, you won't do it anyway, because you love God enough to say, how can I do this thing against my God? Oh, my wife may not be treating me right. I might be starved for affection. I may be starved for, my husband for love. But I love God so much, I will not disobey his word. I will trust the Lord that my situation, my circumstances will change. I will believe God. And I will live a holy life. I know that what we talked about today is so timely. Just by the news, so many lives, so many people, people we don't even know in the church, suffering today, people who have disobeyed God. Samson was to judge Israel for 40 years, but because of that improper relationship, his service and time was cut in half. He only judged Israel 20 years because of a soul tie. His time was cut in half. His destiny was ended, not the way God intended. Folks, if we put ourselves and our emotions before the will of God and God's plan for relationships, we can not only destroy our families, but we'll destroy our own destiny. We won't end up the way God intends for us to end up. This whole subject of soul ties is one that can change your very life if you don't understand the dynamics of it. Most important thing you need to know is that you must give your entire heart, your entire soul, and your entire mind to God. He's got to be first in your life. And then you won't betray him by the affections of others. I want to encourage you today, folks. I want to encourage you to love God, to open that last door where you may be holding out from God. To put things aside, who's right, who's wrong, that's not important. Listen, what is important is that we follow God's divine law for relationships, because only then can we be spared of the heartache of soul ties.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part 7 of the Soul Tie series. Join us tomorrow for part 8. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Lord, we're praying today because you invite us to pray. And you invite us to ask you to show us the future. Lord, we need your direction. We need your help. We need your guidance. You said, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Guide us
direct us, help us. We put our trust in you, and we thank you for divine intervention and guidance in our life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.